We'll wait for the participants to join in.
Yeah, no problem. So,
good day, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Finportal, I extend a warm welcome to you all for our very first ever Investor Company Connect event called Value Portal, where capital meets businesses. We are pleased to begin with today's last session with Paramount Specialties Forging Limited from Mumbai, India's premier manufacturer of specialized steel forgings based in Mumbai, Maharashtra. It produces rolled rings, flanges, tube sheets, valve components, and custom forgings for oil and gas, nuclear, petrochemicals, chemical, fertilizer, and heavy engineering sectors from two facilities. With 12,000 metric ton per annum capacity, 60-year legacy, PSU/international clients, and international standard compliance. Before we proceed, please note that this call is being recorded. Some of the statements made during this call may be forward-looking and are based on the current assumptions, which involves risk and uncertainties. Actual results may differ. The company assumes no obligation to update these statements unless as required by law. We encourage all the participants to consider these factors and avoid placing any undue reliance on the forward-looking information. From the company's side, joining us on the call today is Mr. Ali Sagar Roshan Hararwala, Managing Director. I will now hand over the floor to the management team for their opening remarks. After the presentation, we will move on to the Q&A session. Participants who wish to ask a question may type them in the chat box from now on. Thank you, and over to you, sir. Hi sir, we can start your presentation.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. So, Ali, I'm Ali Hararwala, Managing Director, Paramount Specialty Forgings, and we would like to present our current situation on our existing business, what we have been a year post our IPO. So the plant is currently scheduled on expansion. Hopefully by March, we intend to commission the forging plant. By this month, we are intending to complete a full final commissioning of our laboratory for R&D and all the other testing analysis purpose. This will help us in saving a lot of additional costs as well as reducing our timelines. We have already initiated the solar power plant and look forward to commissioning that also in the month of February. So expansion is currently almost coming towards completion. And parallelly, we are also working on increasing our utilization of the existing plant at the Khalapur facility. Hopefully, we should be achieving that around 8 to 10% increased efficiency from February onwards. The teams have already there in place. The trainings are almost completed. And we look to increase the shift for increasing this capacity from mid-Feb onwards. Currently, up to December, we have done approximately revenue of around 88 to 90 crores and look forward to achieve approximate between 120 to 130 crores in this financial year. I think for the time being, this is the current progress on the business. We have
But we
secured.
cannot see the presentation if you are showing the presentation.
Ma'am, I have not shown any presentation.
Okay. Participants, sorry for the inconvenience. I think there is some issue with sir. Can we start? You are on mute, sir.
Yes, please. Can I just log out and re-log in?
Sure, sir, sure.
Yeah, just give me because I'm not able to manage this on the phone. I'll get the system fired.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, sir, please join back. Participants, we are sorry for the inconvenience. Actually, promoter had some medical issue last moment, but still he was willing to take the call because it was pre-decided. So please spare us some time. Vishal sir, if you have something to say, you can type it in the Q&A box.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, loud and clear.
Okay.
So you can start with your presentation. You can start if you want to
Just
present something, you have been given the rights.
okay. Just a second, huh? Yeah. Can you see this? So just to give you a brief overview, again, what we do, what we are a company which is more than 50 years into the business. We have gradually progressed and increased our manufacturing capabilities right from trading. We've entered into manufacturing. Thereafter, we've set up two manufacturing plants, one at Kamote, one at Khalapur. Last year, post the IPO, the entire object of the IPO was to expand our facilities further. That is adding more capex, more production capacity from 12,000 tons to 14 to 20,000 tons per annum, including modernized manufacturing capabilities, whereby we are introducing more automation and precision products in by adding machines such as forging press, 10-ton forging hammer. These manufacturing equipments are the gap equipments which currently is missing from our manufacturing range. Hence, this will help us enable secure more orders as well as be more competitive in the range of products where we are not currently in. Secondly, we've invested in various CNC equipments to increase the production as well as product capabilities. We are setting up our own laboratory. This laboratory shall get NABL accredited. This significantly reduces our dependency on external agencies, so makes it a completely integrated facility whereby all results get analyzed internally, helping us reduce cost as well as reduce time. Overall, enabling us to reduce our entire manufacturing process cycle and having quicker deliveries. Post this, this lab is to get commissioned by this weekend, and the calibration is to be completed by the month end. So, from Feb 1st, we start internal analysis. Thereafter, in a period of 6 months, we shall be applying for NABL accreditation. This enables us to have a separate identity for the laboratory, whereby generate more value and business from external clients also. Thereafter, the forging capacity, currently all equipments as far as the manufacturing facility is there to increase the forging, such as the hammer, the press, the trimming press, as well as the compressors. All equipments, 80% of the equipments are already have arrived at the plant. There is current foundation work and other installation work going on. We anticipate this plant should be ready for trials by March end. April, we should start commercial production on the entire added facility. However, from the existing plant, we have already initiated certain parameters whereby we shall increase the efficiency of our existing plant by increasing it by around 8 to 10% so that we can generate more revenue. Over and above, we are applied for several accreditations from various oil and gas, non-oil and gas companies. And at an average, we are adding approximately 10 to 12 clients every quarter with high value added orders. So current order book position also is between 50 to 60 crores. with a deliverable period of 3 to 4 months. Current revenue, as said earlier, is at 90 crores at the December end. We envisage to complete 120 to 130 crores by March end. So this is just to give a short review. Plus, in our own laboratory. Manufacturing cycle starts from the receiving of material, ends up with cutting, forging, heat treatment, machining, final inspection, and thereafter dispatch. Most of the jobs what we are doing are related with all critical applications. They're into the oil and gas, petrochemicals, nuclear, infrastructure, power, and various other industries. Last month, we have done successful trials on aluminium forgings. This was for a major a forging major for validation of the process. This is mainly for aerospace. However, development on this particular product shall keep going on. Maybe in a year's time, we should be competent. I mean, I wouldn't say competent, but we should get the registrations in place to successfully manufacture and supply aluminium forgings. We have done successful trials, and the product is already certified for further applications. These are a list of different products what we can see being supplied to various industries. This is a product range what we can manufacture. We're giving a detail of chemical and metallurgical complexities what we can cater to different clients at our plant. Right from 1 kg up to 4 metric tons. So we look forward to keep developing our plant as well as more customers, build relationships for long-term business and growth. Currently, we are again, as I said before, that we registered with most of the oil and gas companies. We are at an average of every 6 months to a year. We are applying for new standards for registrations. We're currently working on NORSOK, that's a Norwegian standard. This helps us enable our entire product range to be supplied for complex steels, which are corrosion resistant. So we're working on several further higher quality requirement registrations in progress. I think that's the current this. Any questions?
Requesting participants to start typing the questions in the chat box, and I'll take it from there. Sir, we have already gotten a few questions. I'm reading out one by one. What is the current
Okay.
order book of the company? Can you elaborate on the reason for fall in OPM over the last 1 year?
So the order book position stands between 55 crores to 60 crores to be delivered in the next upcoming 3 to 4 months period. The operating
Sir,
margins
you can
have
switch off
reduced.
your video. I think there's some net bandwidth issues at your end. You can switch off your video.
Okay. It's fine.
Yes, sir.
So the operating margins have been a little bit strained due to the extra costs which are involved into the project expansion, as well as increased costs from all other ancillary activities of manufacturing. However, we currently look to further stabilize this, as where the major cost is on manufacturing is coming from electricity. So that's the entire reason why we've put a captive solar power plant of 1 megawatt. This will significantly reduce our manufacturing cost. Thereafter, we are working, I mean, as far as the internal laboratory is concerned. Once this is set up, this will also enable us to reduce our delivery times and manage our other costs.
What is the peak revenue the company can generate taking into account the new facility? By when do you expect it to hit peak capacity?
The peak capacity, the plant is capable of doing 200 to 20 crores with the current infrastructure, or even maybe more. We are currently working on entering into more high value grades, which will increase revenue as well as margins. Secondly, the output, the peak capacity can be reached. I wouldn't say peak capacity, but the plant will reach significant levels of forging capacity from April to May. April, commercial production starts. However, May, June, we should see the entire workflow into the new facility. We are currently in talks with several customers for long term, who have long-term yearly contracts, which continuously keep going into the gear industry as well as the infrastructure areas, who have monthly requirements, monthly scheduled requirements. So this will help us enable increase our production as well as increase more revenue. Over and above, in the current area where, because as I said, this is the gap filling equipments what we have entered into. So wherever we are weak in our manufacturing, this will be complementing us much better to generate better sales as well as better margins in these product range.
Okay, sir.
So,
What is the
yeah.
rationale? You are still to complete? What is
No,
the rationale?
ma'am.
Okay.
You can
What is
ask.
the rationale behind adding new plant, given that we were operating at 45% capacity utilization for last few years?
So, just to explain, is at capacity. It has hammers of 1.5 ton, 2 ton, and 5 ton, 4 ton hammers. These hammers can specifically do jobs right only from a range, which is say 1 kg up to say 75, 80 kilos to 100 kilos on a normal production cycle. However, the missing gap and the missing equipment, and thereafter the next equipment at the Khalapur plant, it starts from 200 right up to 4 metric tons. Both the processes are different. The first plant is a closed die forging plant. The second one is a ring rolling plant. So the manufacturing processes and cycles both are different on them. The gap which is there is the 10 ton hammer which we have procured and installed with the IPO. The reason was to increase, because itself this hammer is capable of doing the entire plant's production if run on full capacity of the first plant, because the volume and the size range, it starts right from 30 kilos to 40 kilos on at an average, up to 150 to 200 kgs. So which maximizes the quantum, the production, as well as helps in competitiveness, which currently in this particular range we were not. So it enables us to compete with most of our competitors as well as the other players.
Okay,
As
sir.
far as utilization is there, we were running on a single shift. We now have added more manpower, and the training is going on from the last 2 months to increase the efficiency at the ring rolling plant from 45 to, we intend to take it up to 55 to 60% over the next 2 to 3 months without any equipment addition or anything. So this will itself also boost us getting more revenue as well as more business. We have secured certain contracts for the next 6 months. We have monthly schedules also with certain clients, whereby their fixed order position is also there to take the production forward.
Okay, what is the EBITDA margin that the company can maintain over the next 3 years?
As far as EBITDA margins are there, we can do over a period, as currently due to the, I think this year and the next year would be on the earnings. It should start between 12 to 15%. The EBITDA margin should be there.
Okay. Again, it is a question asking on the CAGR growth rate the company expects or targets to achieve in the next 3 years.
So we look to multiply to 2 to 2.5 times in the next 2 to 3 year period on terms of revenue. See, what happens is that currently, after the expansion, the overall variable cost only will be the differential. However, the revenue which can be achieved from the expanded plant will can the costing the cost as well as the margins will cost will significantly reduce, because the plant is complementing the entire facility, the addition on the plant. So there will be only the variable as well as the minor fixed cost which will be starting to increase. However, with the added capacities, we can do better revenues, the better we can reduce our cycle times and manage cash flow much better. So hopefully in a period of another 6 to 8 months, we should see much better performances with the company.
Great, sir. What are the plans for aluminium forging? Who will be our key customers?
So aluminium forging,
Sir, I think there is some network issue at your end. If you could just
for a potential tie-up to start
hi, sir.
increasing, start production on this. However, at a parallel, we are working towards AS certification, which is required for manufacturing aluminium and all other similar graded forgings for aerospace industry. So this particular accreditation we will be working on, say, post May or June, because currently we're working on NORSOK, so we need to complete that in the next 2 to 3 months. Thereafter, we will be working on aluminium forgings once the entire the forging plant is also fully operational. What will happen is we've installing 2 machines. One is a 10-ton hammer, one is a forging press. So we're looking forward to develop smaller components as far as aluminium, because the The entire setup with the 2000 ton forging press will enable us a lot of it'll give export versus domestic sales. I think currently our revenue sharing is at around 70-30. 30% revenues come from our export sales, and domestic is approximately 70%. We are not affected with US tariffs as we do not export to the America. We do not export to America at all. So that has not impacted us at all, impacted our business. However, we are working towards, we have a few potential customers whom we look to work forward for the US markets. We're just looking at the tariffs, costing, and everything, how it can fit into our profile to work with those clients.
As mentioned, the company adds around 10 to 15 new customers every quarter. Could you please share how much incremental revenue has been generated in the current financial year from these new customers? Additionally, are there any customer relationship typically long-term in nature?
Pardon me, I could not hear that, ma'am. Customers?
Should I repeat the whole
I'm
question?
sorry, I couldn't hear that.
Okay.
Yeah, please do that.
Yeah, the company adds around 10 to 15 new customers every quarter. Could you please share how much incremental revenue has been generated in the current financial year from these new customers? Additionally, are these customer relationships typically long-term in nature?
Yeah, so all customers, there are from these 10 to 12 customers who have been added. Few of them are multinational, some of them are Indian majors. And as far as revenue is concerned, we've added, you can say approximately, we've secured approximate around 7 to 8% of new business from these customers already. So once these customers are developed, we work more strongly for their various projects, because what happens is certain clients, like who manufacture equipments or who are working with EPC projects, so they may be working with one projects with a team. They have multiple projects which run at us at one time. So once we have entered and completed successful supplies and satisfied all the other requirements, we further start increasing our business with these customers over the next, and we look at long-term relationships. So definitely the growth, so the whole idea is to have a bigger spread with a bigger customer base. Certain customers, old customers whom we really do not wish to work with, we also keep eliminating them and try to work with bigger customers now.
Okay. Could you expand your entry into the aerospace and defense sector?
Yes, very much. We are working towards it. However, we're building the entire plant to get into full, once the expansion is completed, we'll start working towards registration on all of these areas. However, the timelines are a little longer for registrations in this field. So hopefully in the next, as I said, 6 months to a year's period, we should be completing all registrations in this area.
Could you briefly describe few complex projects you have executed in the past? How do you differentiate your technical capabilities from other players, and what is the current competitive intensity?
So as far as explaining the competency, our brand is one of the reputed brands in India, all across India. We are registered with Engineers India Limited. We are registered with almost all of the entire oil and gas companies. We work intensely with Reliance Industries for various projects. We registered with, again, Nuclear Power Corporation of India. Over and above, all of these, we are not only registered and supplying in the regular grades, but we are also doing complex metallurgies, which are high value, critical components, critical grades. So, as far as complex projects are there, we are already doing most of the jobs. What we do are complex, and as far as the technical capabilities, we are increasing our competency as well as the plant capability to get into more complex jobs. We've invested in CNC and automation. We are further constantly committed to invest in these areas so that we keep moving our entire spectrum, from complex to even more stringent requirement companies. At an average, as I said, we've been increasing our customer base. We look forward to increasing customers who are requiring these kind of complex forging, such as we are working on the power as well as engineering sectors where we see a great amount of potential, and we're working towards registrations with all of these companies also.
Okay. How long does it take to secure commercial scaling from a newly onboarded customer?
Varies from anything between 4 weeks to maybe a couple of months. So what happens is that most of the customers whom we deal with and whom we work with, we have audit processes. There are certain customers which may board you because of all the accreditations. However, certain customers have their own parameters who would want to always, check and come and visit and audit the plant. So in view of both these cases, we have regular audits, which are conducted by new customers. And thereafter, the approval process commences from there. So I think it varies from 4 weeks to maybe 2 to 3 months.
Okay. Could you please provide a segment-wise breakup of your revenue and also the significant client contribution? If you could tell your top five customers' percentage contribution to the total sales.
See, our major customer is Reliance Industries. Then thereafter, we work with Engineers India on various projects such as for Indian Oil, IOCL, BPCL. We are currently working with certain companies I would not want to name, but we have around 7 to 8%, approx 6 to 7% of entire revenue who are into the infrastructure companies. We have long-standing relationship with a few export clients whom we've been doing business for more than 15 to 20 years. And plus, as I said, as we are when we sought for registrations and accreditations, now currently there are multiple things we are working on. We are also working on ADNOC registrations, that's for Abu Dhabi National Oil Company. And similarly, other Gulf majors, that is also in progress. We can give you a segment-wise breakup. I think, ma'am, I can share it with you on the basis of the revenue and everything. You can probably share it with the investors thereafter. Or we can put it on,
Sure.
we can upload it on NSE.
Sure. Sir, people are asking for the guidance, but if you could give the guidance for next 2 years in terms of the revenue percentage terms.
So in terms of percentage, we, as I said, we look forward to increase by 15 to approximately between 50, anything between 15 to 20% in this year for March closing, because we have the order book as well as we have significant sight on future orders also. Post March for the next year, we look again at a growth of between 20-25%, or maybe even more. However, with the entire spectrum of the manufacturing and everything, I think post March we can have a better, more clarity how we will be moving forward.
Okay. How much maximum revenue can both plant do separately? And for FY27, how much utilization you'll do for each plant?
So, FY20, see, as far as manufacturing capability is there, we can increase our efficiency right from 45 to 65 to 70%. This will be again on based on certain marketing and other order book positions. Each plant is definitely capable of increasing their share of revenue, share of utilization, as well as increasing the, if we look at it from value perspective, the Khalapur plant, it plays a major role. So definitely between 75 to 80% revenue will come from that plant, and we expect to do 20-25% from this plant.
There's another part to this question, also, are there any seasonality in the business?
Are there any
Seasonality in the business.
seasonality? Usually there is no major seasonality. However, we have always, from the historical data, we have seen that in Q2, the quarter two is a little bit, slow. This is mainly due to, I think, the monsoons and everything. But there is no major seasonality. We usually face certain kind of disruptions on power and other related labor and workforce related issues, which slows down the work a little bit. But there's no major seasonality as seen. However, Q1 is still better off, but Q2 always has played a little bit dull. Nevertheless, I mean, Q3, Q4, we still do a better performance in these periods.
Okay. What steps are being taken to improve receivable collections and optimize payables?
So there are multiple areas we are working on. So right from we are working currently as far as on our ERP system for PPC related activities, whereby we are working to reduce lead times, our cycle times. We have consultants as well as professionals working on developing the systems as well as the processes. And I'm sure with the entire integration of the lab as well as the facilities, it will enable us to reduce our manufacturing lead times. Usually what happens is, because most of the jobs what we are doing are currently with a lot of detailed inspections, detailed amount of I mean various stage wise inspections for the jobs to move out. And testing is one of the most important factors, which literally around 20 to 25% of our lead times are completely used up within this phase. So this will definitely give us a lot of added advantage to process and remove jobs faster. The plant, as I said, when we are looking at increasing our efficiency on the plant, so the entire site, the cycle time in this quarter, as well as progressively from April, we look forward to reducing our inventory utilization, at an average of around every 5 to 10% minimum per quarter. So we go lean. However, we have not increased any excess loans or anything, or working capitals for the time being. So with the added revenue also, we're working on the similar lines currently. Again, we are eliminating certain customers who have been challenging us on the payment cycles when it is not lifted in time. Plus, certain customers we have already pressurizing with confirmed letter of credits and other related, with immediate payment terms.
Okay. Did changes in product or customer mix impact your margins in FY25?
Yes, it has certain part, plus increased costs have impacted those margins in 25.
Okay. I think that was the last question. I've covered mostly all the questions. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir, for taking out time to answer the queries in a detailed way despite your injury. And thank you to all the participants for joining in. Apologies for the inconvenience caused. If any queries are unanswered, you can reach out to us at our email IDs and we'll get back to you with the answers. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. You may now
Thank
disconnect
you.
your line. Yeah.
Thank you.